Twin Power in Mount Morris, correcting the down box, and the truth about specialization. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The chemistry between identical twins can be something special, and in the case of Hannah and Sarah Tabbitt of Mount Morris High School, it indeed is a winning formula. The Tabbitts have been a big part of the Panthers' success on the volleyball court the past few seasons, and a big reason why they're currently the top-ranked team in Class B in the Coaches Association poll at this point in the season. Sarah is an outside hitter who was a second-team All-State last year and recorded a school-record 867 kills. Hannah was limited by an injury, but still garnered third-team All-State mention. Compared to a lot of kids, Tabbitt's parents wouldn't let them start playing volleyball until they hit middle school, and Hannah said it was with good reason.
Well, my dad just didn't want us to get tired of it too, like, quick, you know, because, like, a lot of girls that, like, play now, like, either start in, like, third or fourth grade,
yeah.
And he just didn't want us to, like, die out of it.
You can read more of Bill Kahn's piece on the Tabbitt Twins and Mount Morris Volleyball on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health System This Week game balls go to East Kentwood golfer Mackenzie Kinoy, who has won every event she's played this season and shot a 35 over 9 holes in the reigning Lower Peninsula Division I champion's 8-stroke victory over Hudsonville last week. And game balls to Mason G. Montgomery of Stockbridge and Tyler Trovinger of Muskegamona Shores, who both set school records for passing touchdowns with 7 and 6 respectively in leading their football teams to victory last week. Where you go for care matters. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow, the official healthcare system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
For anyone that has followed football for a long time, perhaps the most famous fifth down game was back in 1990 between Colorado and Missouri. In that game, the officials mistakenly gave Colorado an extra down while trailing by 4 points with under 10 seconds to play. On the fifth down play, Colorado scored a touchdown on the final snap to win the game 33-31. Under high school rules, the officiating crew has the ability to correct an error of the wrong down as long as it's done before the next snap. For example, if the crew realizes a team has been given that extra down, that play would be nullified and the ball would correctly go over to the other team.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. For years, a nemesis of the overall high school experience has been sports specialization. We haven't helped ourselves either, as our own coaches have encouraged it, and mindless parents have bought into the notion of specializing in a single sport as soon as their kid can walk, so they can not only make the varsity team in high school, but to chase the pipe dream of, wait for it, a college scholarship. There's now too much anecdotal information coming in, and hard evidence to back it up, that there's not that much that's special about specialization. Today's highest profile coaches and athletes are crediting a well-rounded youth sports experience as a true predictor of later athletic proficiency, and the sports medicine world is becoming increasingly vocal about the physical harm that specialization can do to a young person's body. We've always said that second and third sports help kids improve hand-eye coordination and use muscles in different ways, reducing physical burnout. It's also a hedge against mental burnout in the sport. The experiences of playing for different coaches and with different teammates are valuable, and the notion of being a star in one sport and a scrub in another is good for keeping a kid's and their parents' heads from getting too big. The school experience in general, and school sports specifically, is about having all kinds of different experiences. And in that regard, we say, be wise, don't specialize. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.